You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Polly Hill and Samara Alofa. How are you both this morning?
Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Morena.
Morena. Thanks for coming in nice and early to chat with us about Aquarius, which is your amazing new album, and also actually play us a couple of tracks from it, which is pretty spesh. How are you guys feeling having this out there? It feels like it's been quite a sort of alchemical time almost, like creating this record for you both.
Oh yeah. It's been very fortuitous, eh, the whole release of it. We've had like a bunch of signs from the universe that it was what we needed to be doing. Hey, we're feeling good.
Absolutely, yeah. Angel numbers and everything.
I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that Andre 3000 also put out an 8-track album on the same day.
Yeah.
There's actually been some really funny coincidences about their release and our release.
We've got a conspiracy theory going.
We have a conspiracy theory going.
Care to share? Because I would love to hear it.
Well, one would be how we did a sort of
laundromat shoot,
and then they sort of did one. But
true.
Then also, so TMI, but recently I had a colonoscopy.
Lit.
And then they were talking about how they're like, oh, well, I made this record because what do I rap about anymore? The fact that I need to get a colonoscopy.
Oh my God.
And I said to myself, I would listen to that rap.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Because I actually understand you.
You and Andre are just vibing on another level.
Yeah. Something
pretty much
like
what it
that.
Is. I love how online people have been, there's been just two camps. It's people being like, why has Andre 3000 put out a flute record? And people being like, finally Andre 3000 has put out a flute record.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be in that category.
Yeah,
totally.
It makes sense.
Representation for the flute orchestra nerds at school who had no cool heroes growing up.
Right.
Exactly. And representation for the people that need colonoscopies.
Exactly. That's what we're here for on BFM
we're
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Aquarius is a really beautiful record. It feels like a next step in a conversation you've both been having as artists for a very long time now. Mm. But it also feels like you're sort of trying some new sort of sonic spaces out. Was that a conscious decision, or did it just kind of come out of the process of creating?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like what bound Mara and I from the beginning when we met, was like we had a real similar sensitivity around like what frequencies and what sounds we liked. And because we met like 5 or 6 years ago, as baby artists, we sort of were just figuring out our musical tastes. Mm. And I was like rapping over boom bap, and Mara was like playing 75 instruments and like figuring out their thing. And we just kept that dialogue going, and then we met at a real like interesting space where it just felt really easy. Making all the music felt really easy.
Yeah.
Like there was never really like differing of opinions. It was very fluid.
Definitely, definitely authentic and organic. Those are buzzwords that I've decided to use.
they're annoyingly cliche for a reason, because they often are exactly the thing you need to say, you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited about the gig you're throwing this weekend as well, because I've seen some videos from the one in Pōneke last weekend, which looked absolutely killer. You had some special guests pop up on stage with you. You had wonderful Zoe Moon. It looked like a very good vibe across the board. What's happening this weekend in Tāmaki Makaurau?
Oh my God, anybody who's anybody is going to be there at the release party of the year.
Please come. Please buy a ticket.
If you are anyone who's anyone, go to Under the Radar right now
and
get a ticket.
Grab a ticket online, because basically we're going to have AJ Honeysuckle opening with their like live music, which they've not really ever done.
That's super cool.
Yeah, and then there's going to be Geneva AM.
Like,
after
what the hell,
like amazing,
incredible
performance artists,
and then us, and then
we're right.
Then we've got DJ Zeki, DJ Snake Legs, and DJ Half Queen,
amazing
to wrap it up.
And Half Queen hasn't played a set in Tāmaki like this
since they
left for their world tour
back from Europe,
and we're like, what can world we tour. Expect from you? And Shaq's like literally playing all our favourite songs, which
amazing.
Is
amazing.
Yeah,
that's what you want as a release show. It's just sort of a egocentric kind of show.
It's your birthday party, basically.
Basically
album birthday party.
It is
basically a birthday party. I feel like that as well. like inviting people and like messaging people. I feel
that's coming to my party.
Yeah, that's the same you would feel when you invite someone to your birthday. Like, oh my god, they're not gonna care. If I don't see their face in the audience, like I might feel a little bit of a twang, but also not. No, I'm not gonna take it personally.
It's gonna be a great show. This is truly, I mean, we talk about a lot of good gigs, but this is a pretty, if you're not there, you will regret it type of a situation.
I think so.
And to get us in the headspace even more, you're gonna play us a couple of tracks, which is pretty special.
Yeah, we're gonna play a couple of tracks. Are we gonna play them back to back, or are we gonna do a little stop, start, stop, start?
Whatever suits you best. What do you feel?
Okay, I think we can do a little stop, start, stop, start.
Stop, start.
Because the show, when we play it, is very fluid. It's quite like one.
Yes.
One experience, so maybe it's nice to talk to some of this stuff.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, when you are ready, give me a thumbs up and I'll turn this other music down in the background.
Awesome.
Okay. Reverb. Oh, I should probably put my headphones on.
That you're dehydrated, your pupils dilated, and stamina raised. Lost in your gaze, fire and ice, moving through space. Why?
So it's so nice for me and Stella, just a two-person audience, having a really lovely time here. That was really beautiful. Thank you very much. We've got the wonderful Samara Alofa and Polly Hill in the studio. For anyone who has just tuned in, they are celebrating Aquarius, which is out now, and they have a gig this weekend, and it's going to be a killer time. It's at Whammy, is that right?
Whammy.
Whammy Main Room.
Whammy Main Room.
It's going to be an all-night affair.
Excellent. There's a lot of longing on this record, which comes, I think, very strongly through, in quite like sometimes a really sexy way, sometimes a really sad way. It's very beautiful across the board. But, you know, when you were talking about ideas for this track, do you discuss what the songs are about, or do you just let them happen a little bit?
Nah, it's just like one response to another. Like, I'll send the beat to Mara.
Yeah.
Mara will come back with the lyricism, the poetry, and I'm like, wow, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Then I'll like pander the beat a little bit to that. So just like an ongoing conversation that's never particularly overt between us, eh?
Yeah. I feel like we both work in the similar sense of like, if you put too much restriction on what you're creating, it just like feels wrong, it feels off, and like we're trying too hard, so we don't try to force anything really. It's just sort of like what happens.
Yeah, totally. What happens, happens.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening next? What other track have you got lined up for us there?
We've got a very special track called Home.
Oh, this is currently my fave at the moment, so I'm very pleased you're playing this one. Nice.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a real special one. There's a little story behind the recording of it. We like did the like a after we'd done all our like skeleton demos and stuff, like in the privacy of our respective bedrooms, we went up for like a little is that the BFM jingle?
That's my music. Okay. Don't worry, I can see Samara freaking out. That's
like, Is this me. A song I've produced?
No, I just pulled some bed music up.
Cool. After we did all our demos, we went out to Mangawhai for like a kind of recording camp.
Oh, cool.
And we were working on all the ones we'd already made, but then I was making this beat like live and was just like very moved by it. And then I was like, Mara, you're gonna love this. Yeah. And I played it to Mara and they like listened, and then they kind of like disappeared for like 5 minutes, and then they came back and they're like, I'm ready. And then they did one take and it was like the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. And then like all the like production, like all the sounds that were happening there, like the tuis and the and the like wind and the sea that you could hear on the day is all still in the production, because it was like made it so what it was in the moment.
Feels like the right energy in the space.
Yeah.
I'm glad you kept it in the track. Whenever you're ready, Take it away, and I'll get my bed music out of your way.
And was that loud enough for you?
Yeah, I reckon you could almost bump the mic a wee bit, but otherwise I think ka pai.
How's this sounding?
That sounds good.
Woo! I just put some compression on my vocals.
Love it.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. I felt very transported by that. Thank you. That was a lush, really lush track. And the fans are out on the text machine, I should say, as well. The Pomara Hill. The Pomara Hill fans. The Polly Hill and Samara Alofa fans are on the text machine. Someone says, I love Samara Alofa and Polly Hill. Then about 7 exclamation marks. Best musicians ever. 7 more exclamation marks. In the world. More exclamation marks. And then I quite enjoy the sign off they've done, particularly in Auckland City. So in the world and also specifically in Auckland.
Wow.
So.
I wonder if that's Alexa Casino.
It's either Alexa Casino or Babyface Gillan.
Yeah.
But if it's not, then sorry.
Like, we live in an echo chamber where all our friends tell us we're really good, but we could actually be quite terrible. We don't know.
No, you're definitely really good. Just to remind everybody, the gig is this Saturday. As you said, AJ Honeysuckle playing live, which is very exciting. Also Geneva AM, yourselves, and then it was Zeki Half Queen and DJ Snake Legs.
Yeah.
Huge lineup this weekend. You got one more song for us, I believe, in the can, maybe?
We do, yeah.
What are we going to listen to now?
Acid Rain.
Acid Rain.
A pop anthem.
Love it.
Yeah, do you want to...
What do I want to do? Hit play.
Get on that. Press play.
I'm a real musician, I swear to God, you guys.
This is. I enjoy that we're getting one version and then the weekend we'll get this, like, Fluid World version as well. Both are great. I'm enjoying them both.
Whoa. Beautiful. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing us some songs this morning. Samara Alofa and Polly Hill in the studio, and this weekend live at Whammy Bar with an amazing cast of friends, Under the Radar for tickets. And Aquarius you can get in all the places at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, the Spotify's, the Tidal's, the Apple Music's, and others such as.
Such as.
Yeah.
So and et cetera, and et cetera.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you both so much for coming in. We will see you at Whammy Bar this weekend. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for having us. We love you, Tamaki.
Woo-woo.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.